Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Conversation continuing here on WGNS AM FM, and we have in studio Pam Quaintance, who is with Alive Hospice, joining us today. It's been a little while. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Things going well?
Things are going well.
Busy, busy?
Oh, absolutely.
Stays that way, I guess.
It does.
Yes. You're here to talk to us, for the most part today, about the Alive Teen Retreat. And when you say the word Alive Hospice and the word teen, you don't necessarily think of those things going together.
No, not usually.
So what in the world is this? It's kind of got my curiosity up.
Well, as you guys probably know, we run children's grief camps and have for years. And we recognized a couple of years ago that there was a need out in the community for teens that have lost somebody that they love, you know, particularly high school students. And we, you know, we put our heads together and tried to come up with a way that we could kind of serve that need. And we came up with a weekend retreat, and this is our third year. Retreat this year is going to be the weekend of October 14th through the 16th.
Now, is this for teens who have lost a loved one, or could it be a friend that had died tragically, or how does that work?
Could be friend, could be anyone, any kind of loss.
Mm-hmm. You know, you hear, let's say, a story on television about, you know, there was a tragic happening at a school and, mm-hmm. and a teen was lost, and they bring in grief counselors,
absolutely.
You know, immediately afterward. But sometimes it's not immediately afterward when that help is needed.
Yeah, a lot of times it isn't immediately afterward. It's more a couple months down the road, or maybe even 6 months down the road or longer when it gets tougher. And so a lot of the teens that come to our retreat, you know, potentially lost their loved one a year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago sometimes. So it doesn't have to be something that just happened.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that teens are one to repress their feelings?
Yeah, I think a lot of times that can happen. I mean, teens, it's a tough age to begin with. You know, they're going through a really difficult time in their lives just trying to figure out who they are and where they are in the world. And what's really important to teens is kind of connecting with friends and being part of that peer group and being fitting in. And one of the things that makes you, you know, real easily, real clearly not fit in is when you've lost somebody really dear that you've loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or a brother or sister, you're immediately different. And the retreat is a way for them to connect with each other and connect with other teens that know exactly what that feels like and to learn some ways to cope with that.
Someone within that peer group that also
Absolutely.
Passes suddenly, or you know, teens are not not too far removed from, you know, the diseases and things of that nature
mm-hmm.
that could take their lives and
yep.
things of that nature. So this teen group, it's really interesting. I have an almost teen who thinks he's a teen, and gosh, just to get any information is very difficult. So, you know, I can see this being very beneficial. Now, what teens are able to come to this retreat? How does all that work?
Well, the retreat is open to the entire Metro Nashville area. So basically any high school student in that area is open to come to the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
What they need to do is call us and register. It's pretty much that simple.
And it's a weekend retreat.
It's a weekend retreat. We start on Friday night around 6, and we run till Sunday around 2.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any type of payment or any kind of, how does that all work?
There is a $50 fee for the retreat, but thanks to community support, we have scholarships. So
all you have to
hopefully
do is
anybody that wants to come can come.
Sign up and
yeah.
register. What will be some of the things that will be going on at the retreat? I'm sure it's not necessarily just a one-on-one, how do you feel?
No, it's not at all. We actually have a really good time. We hold the retreat at Camp Youth Incorporated, which is a camp on Percy Priest Lake in Laverne. And the facility there has, they have a low ropes course, they have canoeing, they have a zip line, they have a climbing tower. And we utilize all those elements in the course of the weekend and in our curriculum. We hang out at the campfire both nights. We play games. We have a good time.
Is this obviously sounds like it's not the first event that you've done like this, first retreat?
No, this is the third year we've been doing the retreat.
What are some of the, I guess, lack of a better word, breakthroughs that you can recall from this?
Well, I think the first year I remember when the kids were doing the, at that point it was a high ropes course, but watching them learn that they could do things that they never imagined in their lives they would do, like jumping off a tower, that they would have the courage to do that with the help and the support of all the other teens, that they could take on something that they never thought they'd be able to do before, was a really cool thing to watch.
Did some of those teens connect with others and form quick friendships? That seems to be what happens in a setting such as that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you really saw that. We ended up doing the high ropes course that year on Sunday morning. And by that time, they had all clicked and formed these bonds. And that's what we want out of the retreat. And then we did that. You did those exercises that morning. It was just really amazing to watch them supporting each other and helping each other do things that, again, they never thought they would have been able to do otherwise.
Usually, by that time, they've already traded cell phone numbers and have been texting each other, even though they're at the same place or whatever. But,
yes,
you know, that could be a very valuable friendship, because that obviously that weekend is not going to be the end-all to their grieving process. And just to know that they have a friend on the other side that has been through that has to be very helpful.
It is helpful, and we've actually seen that in our children's camps the last couple of years, especially that older group of kids at the camps, because our camps run from 6 to 14 for the younger kids, and that group of kids will tend to exchange those numbers and start texting each other, and honestly, some of those kids are coming to the teen retreat now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're coming because they know the other person's coming.
Sure.
They've already networked, and they've already got it all planned.
Well, they seem to have better plans than we do sometimes.
The
fact that, I don't know, it seems like teens can really get through to someone of their own age more so than maybe a parent or an aunt or an uncle that has gone through the similar process. I don't know what it is, and I'm not sure anybody knows what it is, but at least there is a way for them to deal with the grief that they're going through.
Absolutely. Again, teens tend to turn to their peers for most of their support. I think one of the things that's helpful about the retreat is there are adults there and there are counselors there, but we're not family. And so sometimes kids will just listen to us saying maybe the same thing that mom or dad is saying, but we're saying it and we're not mom and dad, and so they'll open up and listen.
Yeah. Now this camp is it in the Nashville area?
No, it's at Camp Youth Incorporated.
Okay.
On the Percy Priest Lake in Laverne.
That's okay. You did say that just a second ago. You said Metro Nashville area for kids, so that would obviously be Rutherford County and the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. Why don't you give us the details again on how someone could get their teen involved in this retreat, and give us the dates and things of that nature again.
Okay. The retreat is October 14th through the 16th. Again, we start on Friday night around 6 and run through Sunday around 2. In order to register for the retreat, they need to call me directly, and my direct line is 907-1677.
And again, for those who say, well, I don't have the $50 to do this,
we have scholarships. That's not a problem.
Not a problem. So what's that number one more time?
907-1677.
All right. Alive Hospice, give us a little bit about what Alive Hospice does. This is just one small aspect of the whole grand existence of Alive Hospice, if you will.
Yes, it is. Well, Alive is a hospice that, again, serves all of the Metro Nashville area. We provide hospice services for anyone, no matter where they are, whether they're at home, in a nursing home, wherever they're living, we're going to come in and help. And that's providing care for the patient and the family while they're on service with us, and it's providing grief services for that family after their mm-hmm. loved one has died.
And for all age groups, too.
Absolutely.
This just goes to show that those services are available. And Pam, I appreciate you stopping by. Anything else you want to pass along, or do we kind of touch the bases here?
I think we touched the bases. Thank you.
Very good. Well, good luck with the retreat coming up. Laverne will have a lot to offer out there on the Percy Priest Lake. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you have your camp director outfit and everything ready to go?
Of course.
Whistle and all that? Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Pam, thanks.
You're welcome.
Pam Quaintance joining us here from Alive Hospice on WGNS Rutherford Issues.